Hope is a thing with feathers that perches on the soul. These words from the poem by Emily Dickinson have been going through my mind over and over this fall. It's kind of how hope has felt to me this year, fragile, ephemeral, something that's kind of hard to grasp. In this really challenging year, as COVID continues to even grow the number of cases, and it's hard to see how we're going to get past this, as it's challenging time to be a church right now, I've had this sense of this fragility of hope, this kind of ethereal feeling of hope. If hope is the image of a bird, it is not the showy, scolding blue jay, but the little nuthatch, quietly pecking at the tree outside my parents' cabin or hopping along the rail. But then this week, I actually looked up the full text of the sermon, of the poem, and it kind of surprised me. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea. Yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. It turns out that Emily Dickinson's image is not so much one of fragility as of persistence. This hope is gentle, yes, but it is also strong. It stays put throughout the storms and the struggles. The story that we read this morning from Jeremiah, I'm sure, is familiar to you by now. It feels kind of like our theme story for 2021 here at All Saints. We read this story in the summer when we did a series on Jeremiah. It was the very first part of our season, the very first prayer in our season of prayer included these verses. And then it came up again as our stewardship campaign. I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says God, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Jeremiah persistently gives voice to hope in a time when it seems that everything is lost. If you remember the context, this is when the people have gone into exile. Judah has been defeated by Babylon. And the main leaders, the elite, the important people from Jerusalem have been taken into exile in Babylon. And Jeremiah sends them a letter. He tells them that God will indeed restore them, but also tells them that they will have to wait. They will return home, but not yet. And Jeremiah reminds the people of how to live in this waiting time. They are to build houses, to plant and grow. They are to have families and raise their families there in that place. Seek the welfare of the city where you are living, Jeremiah tells them. Seek the peace and wholeness of the community of which you are a part. The people are waiting, yes, but it is to be an active waiting, an invested waiting. They are living and waiting as God's people. They are being a blessing to their community as God's people are always meant to be. Today is the first Sunday of Advent. It is a time when we are invited to wait in hope and expectation. We wait for Jesus to come into the world. We wait for the full healing of the world, for God's vision of peace and justice to become a reality. I love the season of Advent, the songs and the candles, the depth and beauty of this season. But I also find this time of year kind of unnerving. It seems like this is the time of year when the church is most out of sync with the culture around us. While we are engaging in quiet waiting for the Messiah, our culture is in full Christmas gear. I went to physical therapy the week before Thanksgiving, middle of November, and they were playing Christmas carols, the radio station proudly announcing that it was all Christmas carols 24 hours a day. Really? It's not even Thanksgiving. Now we get to hear Christmas carols in every grocery store and every mall and even every gas station, it seems. I just read yesterday the beginning of an article about the top 100 holiday movies. I thought, oh, that's great. I'll see what's coming to the theaters these next weeks. But it began by explaining that it was really going to look not at theater movies, but at all the movies coming out on all the different television stations that we have now. And then saying that it wasn't even going to look at all the movies, just really the romantic comedies, 100 of them. My email fills each day with notices of Black Friday sales, and holiday spending in the U.S. is expected to break records this year. Our country is in full Christmas swing. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of these things. They are a beautiful time for us to celebrate together, but they are not Advent. They are not about hope for the healing of the world or peace that passes understanding or the love of God incarnate in a baby boy. As I was reflecting on hope this week, another Bible verse came to mind. It is from the book of Hebrews. Let us hold fast to the hope we profess, for God who promised is faithful. If our hope depended on our own human striving, it would indeed be a fragile thing. Humanity is broken, as the news this week and every week make clear. This week, we hear stories about a SUV plowing through a holiday parade, about a shooting during Black Friday shopping at a mall. Humans are causing global warming, and COVID is spreading despite our efforts to stop it. In human terms, hope is certainly a tenuous and uncertain thing. But for the writer of Hebrews, hope is persistent and sure because hope is grounded in God, who is everlasting, who is almighty, and who is always, always faithful. Look at the picture here on the screen. If you haven't noticed, it is a fallen tree with new trees growing up out of this tree that lays on its side. New life from death itself. That is how our God works in the world, my friends. That is hope. We are a people of hope because we are a people of God. God who can make a way out of no way. God who brings new beginnings out of our endings. God who brings life out of death itself. We are a people who wait. Just as the prophet Isaiah and the psalmist says again and again, those who wait on the Lord, those who wait on the Lord shall be blessed, they say. And if you remember from Isaiah, those who wait on the Lord shall soar on wings as an eagle. We wait, but our waiting is active and it is filled with care for our neighbors, planting seeds of life around us, seeking the wholeness and healing of our city and our world. We wait for God, who is even now preparing to come into the world, born as a baby, God's unbreakable promise to us for all the ages. Our hope is a persistent tune without words, which accompanies all our days, because our hope is in God. Thanks be to God. Amen.